Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
It is the most exciting time of year for parents because it's back to school time.
You know what's odd is that I put a Instagram poll up like, yes or no, you're totally excited about your kids going back to school. And it was like split down the middle. Half were like, I can't wait for them to get back. And the other 50 are like, no, I want more time with them. Liars.
Well, teachers are obviously getting ready for back to school. And we have been helping them clear their wish list.
Teachers, get all your classroom needs fulfilled right now. Bird Show, clear my wish list.
If you don't know, teachers spend a lot of money out of their own pocket to fulfill their classroom needs, whether that's cleaning supplies, snacks, or it's any type of decoration. And we want to help teachers by you guys filling out their wish list and giving them a little extra help. So yesterday, we highlighted Brooke Mills going into her fifth year of teaching, fourth grade at Cedar Cannon Elementary School in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and you guys helped her out big.
Can I get home?
All right, that was just a good morning for my daughter, but we want to say good morning, Bird Show family, and we just wanted to take a few seconds out of our day and say thank you for all of your support. Your generosity has helped create the perfect classroom environment for my kiddos this year. I love finding new engaging ways for my students to learn. You have impacted not only my fourth grade students, but myself as well. My family has encountered some unforeseen medical expenses with our newborn, which has caused me to be unable to provide as many needs for my classroom as I wish I could. I can't thank you enough for everything you have done for us. Every purchase will make a huge difference this year. I wish you all a blessed day. Thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart.
Can you play the beginning of that one more time?
Am I
I think she just called one of us an a-hole.
No, she didn't.
No, she did.
I speak toddler, and I'm pretty sure that was good morning, beautiful.
Let me hear that again.
Am I
I'm with you.
She was saying good morning, Bird Show.
Oh,
same difference.
All right. Well, today's teacher that we are going to highlight is Becky Dollins. After 23 years as an elementary school teacher, Ms. Dollins is going to be an elementary school librarian. It's going to be her first year as librarian at Randall Elementary in Independence, Missouri. So shout out to our family listening in Kansas City on 95.7 The Vibe. And here is a little bit about Becky and what she wants to do as a librarian.
Hi, my name is Becky Dollins, and after 23 years in the elementary school classroom, I'm going to be an elementary school librarian. It will be my first year as a librarian, and I'm going to be a librarian at Randall Elementary in the Independent School District. And this library has been neglected for a long time. The average age of books is 23 years old. They don't have a library rug for the kids to sit on and do a whole group lesson. So just really in need of some resources and materials for the new school library. I am so grateful for any help that I can get on my list, and I appreciate it.
I just think this is so sweet. I mean, she's been doing this for so long, and rather than retire or whatever, she's like, no, I love these kids too much. I'm just going to go work the library. It's awesome.
And then what's crazy is, as she's been doing teaching for 23 years, some of those books have been there for 23 years. they were new when she first started teaching, but now they are 23 years old. So, of course, when you check out her wish list, there are a ton of books on there and all kinds of crafts for the library. So if you would like to help out Miss Dollins, head to thebertshow.com and check out her wish list.
So we get this email from a Burt Show listener that wants our help to get to the truth here, because her best friend and her husband had a relationship behind her back. She's forgiven them. I don't know how you even get past that, but now she thinks that they might be doing it again, right? And this is intriguing. This is one I want to go in on here. This is what she writes. About a year ago, I discovered that my husband and my best friend had been having an affair.
Throw up.
Man, that's terrible. You lose a best friend and a husband in the same conversation. Well, she wasn't having that, clearly, because they got back together. When I found out, I was devastated, to say the least. They both insisted that it was all purely physical. Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
All
right.
Oh, you should have said that.
I don't know about you, but I'm relieved. They're just banging? A-okay, guys. A-okay. We good, fam.
We're straight. We're rolling.
They showed a lot of remorse.
They apologize. They feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remorse, and it's just physical.
Oh,
it's
physical.
All good. Yeah, we can get past this. In fact, let's never bring it up again. They gave a dozen excuses. Some of these excuses were plausible given the circumstances. I would love to hear those, which made it even more confusing and painful for me. Because of all the circumstances that surrounded the situation, I made the difficult decision to forgive both of them.
Wow. Both of them.
Better than me.
I have been trying to get past it all. She says, yeah, I don't know how you get past that 100%. Unfortunately, she says, I'm having a hard time getting over it because my instinct is telling me that they haven't really ended things like they claim. There are no concrete signs, just a gut feeling I have about the way they interact and how often they communicate. I want to trust them, but I just can't. There should be no communication between the two of them at all right now if they were really remorseful.
Zero.
Right?
Yep.
So I guess I'm hoping you can help me find out if things have really ended between them. I need to know for sure so that I can put it out of my head and get over it all. Or I need to finally walk away. Thanks in advance from Trisha. We shouldn't even have to be doing this.
I know. The fact that they even, I mean, to each their own, and the fact that she has that forgiveness in her heart, I commend her. It takes a big person to be able to do that. But there would have to be new boundaries set in place moving forward.
Heck,
and one of them is the two of you can't communicate anymore.
Well, if it wasn't her best friend, she would have absolutely drew those lines. And so the fact that, like, you had a relationship with the other woman previously is making this harder for everybody to move past. I'm with Kristen. Like, I feel like you got to cut her out of your life. Because once you cross that physical line, like, I don't care what you say, there's no going back. This relationship is permanently damaged.
Yeah, there should be no contact between them at all. And even if she's wrong and they aren't still doing things, this would be my problem. This would be why I couldn't forgive you, because I would always think you were, even if you weren't. And it would just be mentally too much of a toll for me.
Tammy did this to her friend Sheila.
Tammy did this to Sheila on which show?
I watched the Tammy and George docuseries.
Oh, okay.
And Tammy did it to her best friend, Sheila. And she also forgave her.
And how did it work out in the end?
They ended up divorcing, and Tammy ended up marrying him.
No.
Yeah, she did.
Well, yep. I'm sure that's not going to be the case here.
Sorry. Yeah, I kind of forgot about that second part of that.
But it sure doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can test them tonight, but just the fact that they're still communicating with each other and texting back and forth doesn't show me that that's remorseful at all.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Hey, The Burt Show.